This is a FUBAR Radio podcast. Go to FUBARradio.com for more details.
Harriet Rose on FUBAR Radio.
Ah! With Nozza.
Hello, everybody. I sounded like a children's TV presenter then.
You did. Do it again.
Maybe that's something I should do.
Start again.
Hi, it's Harriet. That sounds like one of those phone ads that's like, hi. And then it answers, but it's like a computer.
Hello. Tom, can I get to the phone right now? And everyone's like, oh, you got me.
Oh, here we are, back on FUBAR Radio, Tom.
Yeah, we are, repping.
Yo, yo, yo. Time for a whopping, massive, huge new music radio show on FUBAR today.
Lots of news to talk about.
Tell you what's happening a lot at the moment, Tom. New music is coming out.
Oh, yeah.
Have you noticed that?
Not enough people talk about it in length.
But we do. We spend 2 hours talking about new music.
And that's probably not even enough.
I don't think so. I could talk for probably like at least 2 hours and 45 minutes about it.
And we'll just be scratching the surface.
Right?
Surface.
Today on the show, we've got a really, really fun one. Tashana's coming in the studio. Barley's going to be in the studio. And Reppy Hustle is going to be in the studio. So we're looking at a plethora of interesting chats. Plus, we're going to be doing a little bit of music news and reviews in a second. And I've got some games for you, Tom.
Yeah.
I've got a little game.
Oh, yeah.
Later that it's not really a game, it's a quiz, but, and I know you love a quiz.
I fucking do love a quiz.
But I'm going to talk to you about it a little bit later. I won't ruin it now.
Harriet, sorry to interrupt. Could we play later on Hit or Shit? Could we do
yeah!
that?
Yeah. Should we tell people what we're going to talk about or should we wait?
I think we should keep them waiting.
Oh, I love to keep, but well, I can play this.
Hit or
Shit. Oh, Abby.
We should also do something we haven't done for a very long time.
What's that?
And mention last requests.
Yeah!
At the beginning of the show. All the dings for me.
Well done for being a good presenter, because last week we totally forgot one of our games on the show. We just completely didn't talk about it, but I still won by landslide. Just to put that in there. Do you want to tell everyone a little bit about this week's last request, Thomas?
Well, our last request, well, I mean, I don't know the real reason behind why you chose this person.
Oh, right, okay, well, I'll tell everyone then, because you clearly haven't been doing anything. You've obviously been living in a cave, because this is one of the biggest pieces of news of the week. Mariah Carey has announced she is going to be doing two dates in the UK, one in Manchester, one in London, and it is going to be her All I Want for Christmas tour.
Oh.
We're not going to talk about this now, Tom. Okay. We're talking about it in music news and reviews.
I'm feeling a lot of emotions.
Yeah, put a cap on those emotions, bottle them up, really shake them, and then we'll explode them in about 3 minutes after we've played the song. But this week's last request is all themed around Miss Carey. Tom and I have both picked a track. What made you pick your track, Tom?
A long, hard think of songs with Mariah Carey, and I was like, what one could I actually sing along to? I was like, one that she did a cover of Phil Collins.
And it is with who?
Westlife.
Yeah. Oh, I like that you whispered Westlife.
Yeah.
Made me feel creepy. So this is Tom's choice. Take a Look at Me Now, Mariah Carey featuring Westlife. Take a look at me now. Bam, 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 bam. There we go. And my choice comes because of last week we talked a lot about Eminem. Eminem once said in a song that he'd had sex with Mariah Carey. She said, hey, hold on, mate, that's a lie. She then created this song as a result, as a sort of like, no, Eminem, this is you. Boy, why are you so obsessed with me? Why are you so obsessed with me, Tom?
I think I'm going to win this week quite convincingly.
Convincingly?
Yeah.
Don't think that's the right word, is it?
Why?
Why would you win convincingly?
Why, it's a landslide. That means the same thing.
Convincing someone is just...
Oh, it does.
You can't just say, it does.
Because it does mean that.
Convincingly would be like, I'm going to tell you something convincingly. Anyway, enough of me being cleverer than you.
Okay, well...
I was like, why are you so obsessed with me?
I'm going to say that every time you speak to me. Right, so we're going to start the show today with Taylor Swift's new single. Did you know that her other new single went to number one after we spoke about it? Probably because we spoke about it on Hit or Shit last week. But this one is called .. Ready for It. Are you .. ready for it?
Uh-huh.
Are you sure?
Yeah.
Okay.
Knew he was a killer. was a robber. First time that he saw me, stealing hearts and running off and never saying sorry. But if I'm a citizen, he can join the heist and we'll move to an island. And he can be my jailer, working to this tailor. Every love I've known in comparison is a failure. I forget their names now, I'm so very tame now. Never be the same now.
I didn't even mean to do that at exactly the same time as Taylor Swift, but I did.
Jinx, padlock jinx.
Oh.
I quite liked it.
Now, it's an interesting point you just made there, because I tell you what, we talked about the snaky one last week.
Oh yeah.
And on first listen, I thought, not for me. Now I really like it, especially with the video. This is another of the same one. But as Abby has just kindly put on the cart wall, I'm going to demonstrate how much it sounds like the beginning of Hell of a Life.
Ooh.
By Kanye West from My Beautiful Dark Twisted Fantasy, his album. So the beginning goes like this. Right?
Mm.
The beginning of Hers sounds exactly like that.
Mm.
Do you know what I mean? Shall I play it? Shall I play her again? I'm going to have to find her. But listen to this. Listen to this again. It's a good song, that I kind of want to play that again. Beginning of her song is like, it's not the same, but you know how the last one she did was like, it was all about that.
Right Said Fred.
Yes, but actually she sent flowers to Right Said Fred. I don't think she's sending flowers to Kanye, is she? Ready? I'm going to play a little bit of it and then it's going to stop. Ready?
Yeah.
Am I wrong?
Yeah.
I know it's not exactly the same, but there's something there.
There's something there.
And bear in mind, there's been quite severe
beefies,
beef and chips about that.
That Taylor Swift song has gone to number one. It's her first in UK number one as well.
Which is weird.
I thought it was very spooky.
Spooky. It's really scary, actually.
But I would have thought loads of hers would have been number
one. Yeah, like Backseat, what's the one she did? Bad Blood. I thought that was a number one. Obviously not. It's a bit weird. In the UK, we seem to have a problem with solo women singers, don't we?
Your fact the other day, I told loads of people that fact, and they're like, what?
Did you pretend it was your fact?
No, didn't.
Tell you what I know, guys, and this is from my own knowledge.
Tell you what I've learned. From the new music show.
Yes, it's crazy. And but, you know, good on her. And it was one of the most talked about, I think, one of the most trending talked about. But that's what she's doing.
Yeah. She likes to create a stir. Talking about stirs, Great British Bake Off is back.
Oh, now, I'm a bad person.
Ooh.
Because I haven't watched it yet. I've recorded it all.
Okay, so I won't ruin anything.
Because I've got one of those... No, you can, I don't mind. I've got one of those Fandango things that records the telly. But tell me what you think. I love Noel Fielding, so I'm excited to watch it.
He fits in perfectly, I think. Personally, I like him a lot on it.
And it's Sandy Toksvig,
yep.
who I love also. I've got a signed book by Sandy Toksvig.
Oh.
My mum got it for me. She met Sandy Toksvig and got to sign a book for me.
Has she written a book or is it just a random book?
No, it was her book. It would be bizarre if my mum just brought a book to Sandy Toksvig. Hello, Sandy. I wondered if you'd sign Harry Potter for me.
but no, they both work really well. Mary Berry's not really missed, in my opinion, humble
That's
opinion.
That's nasty.
Nasty.
You can be a real nasty pasty sometimes.
I think you'll like it, Harry. Definitely give it a proper watch.
I think they've stepped away from what it was enough that it works well.
Yeah, they've still got the kind of cheesy little jokes and stuff, but when it's Noel Fielding, it's
a bit more naughty, isn't it?
Yeah, a bit more whimsical.
A bit more your kind of thing, a bit more innuendo bingo.
Yeah. Ooh. What? Is that innuendo?
I don't know. So, yes, Taylor Swift, number one, Hot 100. Kim Kardashian's pregnant, on the note of Kanye West we were talking about a minute ago.
Ding.
Would you know? Like to know what sex the baby is? Don't look.
I haven't looked. I'm going to guess male.
It's a girl.
Oh.
Sorry, you're not a clairvoyant. You're not a father. I'm sorry. Well, you might be. I don't know.
No, I'm not.
I think Kanye is, though, to be fair. What do you think they're going to call it?
Oh, probably. So there's Roomy. What about Flatmate?
So it's Northwest and Saint West. They've got so much. They've got lots of... So hold on. Northwest, Saint West.
Okay, I think...
North, South. So they've got NS. So maybe they're going to choose a name with a W or an E.
Wicked Witch of the...
East.
No, West. Wicked Witch of the West, I'm guessing.
You think that they're going to name their girl Wicked Witch of the West?
Yeah, Wicked Witch of the West.
So her first name will be Wicked Witch of the...
Yeah.
Yeah, that's very feasible.
It's catchy.
Or it might just be Wendy.
Wendy West. Ooh, Rose West. It could be.
Please not Rose West.
I don't know, I think it's wrong. I shouldn't do it, but it could be. That's all I'm saying is they've got lots of options.
Well, let's maybe go to the local Paddy Power after this and you can put that bet on.
I'm putting Wicked Witch of the...
Wicked Witch of the...
Say,
okay.
Say quickly, sounds pretty cool.
Wicked Witch of the...
Hey, Wicked Witch of the...
So it'd be like Wicked Witchua.
Yeah.
Wicked Witch of the...
Witch of the West.
Wicked Wicker Wow Wow West.
Yeah.
Desperado. The other thing that's really caught my eye this week is Gemma Collins. Now...
Yeah, she's been popping up all over the shop.
I really like Gemma Collins. And I don't watch TOWIE. And I haven't watched Big Brother for a while. And I didn't watch it when she was in the I'm a Celebrity Jungle. But
I'm a Celebrity Jungle.
The jungle. She was in the jungle in Australia. Basically, if you don't know who Gemma Collins is, then I'd just probably turn off now because we're going to talk about her for about 10 minutes.
Girls.
Hello, girls. So she's actually made a break into the music industry because she does a lot of memes have been made about her because she recently came out and did a little video and was like, girls, I'm really happy with all the memes you're making. I'm loving it. And everyone just like lost their plot, lost their own, their personal plot.
Yeah.
As opposed to lost the plot, they lost just their own plot. And because obviously they're called memes. She called them memes, which is great. But I've been watching a lot of, there's someone on Twitter who is doing these absolutely outrageous videos that make me actually cry with laughter. It's at Gemma Reacts. So go and check them out. But we've got some clips here. Should we play them?
Oh,
have you watched them?
I've watched one.
This is her getting into being a musician. So we'll kick off with a bit of Spice Girls.
Kiss my designer vagina.
So they're just editing clips of things that she's actually said in real life.
Yeah, that's great.
Here's another one. This is my favourite and actually made me cry yesterday.
Oh, na, na, what's my name? Oh, na, na, what's my name?
Gemma, you silly cunt.
That is from...
Gemma, you
that
silly
is from...
cunt. Big Brother.
Big Brother, where she called... I think she was talking to Chris Maloney from X Factor. And I'm just going to do that one again.
Oh, na, na.
Because it's just...
What's my name? Oh, na, na. What's my name?
Gemma, you silly cunt.
Doesn't she walk and flip the bird as well?
Yeah. And in it, she's walking away. It's just brilliant. So what's happened is people are just taking all songs and putting her clips into them. That's a real strong one because there's a lot of like... name related songs. Say my name, say my name. Gemma. But
her
the
name
best
is
one. That would be. Should we make that?
That's that Ting Tings, is it?
Yeah. Oh, the Ting Tings. Remember them?
Let's get Fubar and that Ting Tings and then put Gemma Collins in there, please. Thank you very much,
cheers,
guys.
Cheers, guys. But this is the pièce de résistance. So Charlie XCX actually has picked this up and loves it. But she says girls a lot.
Yeah.
Because she does a lot of Instagram videos and she goes, at the beginning of every video, she's like, Girls. Okay, girls. Hi, girls. Girls. Go and look at my Instagram, girls. So people have picked up on that, and obviously they've made a little, I would say, parody, or maybe a better version of the original. Even though it's one of my favourite songs of the year. Here we go. This is Girls by Charlie XCX featuring Gemma Collins.
Was busy thinking about
girls. Girls. Girls.
I was busy dreaming about
girls. Girls. Girls.
Head is spinning, thinking about
girls.
I might have done me right on the Friday, and I need not go on to.
Fab.
I love how crudely done it is as well.
Girls.
Girls.
I think there's quite a quick turnaround on these, because I think probably there's a lot of people doing them. But Charlie XCX actually said that she would do it, the version with Gemma Collins.
Really?
Imagine the video. Girls.
Well, Charlie, she's from Essex as well, isn't she?
So. Yeah. Also, she said, guess who Gemma Collins, you might already know because you might have read it in the script, but guess who the artist that Gemma Collins actually wants to work with is?
Ooh.
Stab in the dark. It's a UK artist, just to give you a little tip.
Okay. Sam Smith.
Adele. So she's really shooting for the stars on that first collab.
So is she actually even trying to venture out into to singing?
I don't think so. I think she would. I think she would, but I don't think it's necessarily like what she's wanted to do since she was.
To be fair, thinking about it, a standing call in that impressionist, you know, the Adele impersonator, she spoke a little bit like Gemma Collins.
Did she?
Oh, hi, darlings, between the songs.
Yes. I thought she was from where? Standen.
Ooh.
I don't know. But I want to get Gemma Collins on the show. So can everyone tweet Gemma Collins, please, and tell her to please come on the show? And I thought we could make some live music.
Ooh,
with her.
A live session.
Girls.
Girls.
I thought we could do some fun stuff. Abby's really keen for it.
Girls.
She's on the decks.
Wicked
Wow
fun.
Wow West. So Gemma, get on the show. We want to talk to you. Also, let's make this happen. Let's get a collab between Charlie XCX and Gemma Collins. Or even better, Adele and Gemma Collins. Anyone else you think should collab with Gemma Collins? I said get Gemma Collins so many times, my voice just left me.
Who would I like to see? DJ Khaled, probably.
Oh my god.
Another one.
Okay, so you do DJ Khaled and I'll do Gemma Collins.
Another one.
Girls. It's Gemma, you silly cunt.
That's the best one.
That's my favourite thing in the whole world.
That is great.
Obviously it's actually really mean, but in out of context it's really
and
funny.
And if it was like Christopher Malone guy, it's even better, because he was a douchebag.
Oh no, but he got bullied. I don't like people getting bullied.
He was a bit of a douchebag, and yeah, she was.
Was he? I didn't.
Nice guy.
What, in Big Brother?
Someone
it's
heard.
Gemma! Oh Christ. So, up next on Music News and Reviews, Apple Music Festival has been cancelled. Did you ever go?
No.
It's the first time I ever saw Haim perform live. Also, they've had huge eyes, Elton John, One Direction, all the big ones. It's a real shame. It was such a nice, intimate venue. I don't know if you've been to the Roundhouse, but it's really small.
Oh, yeah,
cap.
Yeah, I love it.
So it was really nice, because they tended to get, like, humongous artists. And
so the reason why they're doing it is because the energy is too low, the crowd.
Is that what it said?
Yeah, that's mental.
I mean, do you know what? I'm now starting to sound like Gemma Collins. Do you know what, girls? I think it is because a lot of it is seated. At the back. So there's like a big spherical seating area, and I think a lot of people go and sit. Every time I've been, I went to see Tyler the Creator.
Yeah.
And it went off. Like, it was definitely not a tame crowd. So I can't believe that's the reason.
I've got a theory. People go in there to the Apple thing, might all be wearing Apple watches. They don't want to get things damaged. They're like, oh, I don't want to mosh. Let's stand here quietly.
Maybe there should be an Apple Watch amnesty at the beginning, so
there
everyone gives in their Apple watches.
Completely unrelated. Did you hear about the baseball team cheating with Apple Watches?
Yes, I did.
Mental.
Also, I don't understand how you cheat, because how do you know how someone's going to hit a ball?
I think it's how they're going to throw the ball.
Throw it, okay.
So like, I'm going to throw it. I have no idea.
How many different ways can you throw a ball? Cat-handed is the only way I can throw a ball.
Twizzly. We've got some American people working with us. Maybe they can teach us.
Yeah, we can learn a bit later.
Because I have no idea.
Neither do I. Did you see Jeremy Corbyn giving Stormzy the Artist of the Year award?
I did.
Very cute.
Do you think Corbyn's getting a bit self-aware now?
What does that mean?
Not self-aware.
Because I thought that had negative connotations.
Not negative. I just mean like he knows.
You hate Corbyn. Is that what you're saying?
No, I'm a fan of Corbyn. I'm just saying, you know when people like the Hoff, because they thought, you know, because he's a bit of a douchebag, and then he started riding the wave like, yeah, I am a douchebag.
Yeah,
and Corbyn's
yeah.
like, was a bit cool because he did all these things. Do you think he's now like, yeah, I'm cool, I'm going
to
do this.
I definitely think, in response to, I definitely think he uses these opportunities to get a voice to a younger crowd. Mm. That's what I think he does.
Yeah, yeah. I didn't mean it in a negative
No, I know
way.
You didn't, but I know what you mean. I know exactly. Now you've likened it to the Hoffmeister. I understand. Also, did you see Stormzy get really starstruck by Ronan Keating? He met Ronan Keating. So I thought I'd play a game with you, if we've got time. I think we do. I'm going to play a game and find out, because, you know, obviously we all love a boy band when we were younger.
Oh, yeah.
When we were younger, what was your sort of boy band? Because, you know, everyone had them.
I think like Backstreet Boys was my one.
Okay.
To be fair.
Mine was actually Boyzone.
Five as well. Could...
Five Bad Boys with the power to rock you, blowing your mind.
But Backstreet Boys.
Because you've got to get into. Backstreet Boys had a lot of cred.
And I wanted to be AJ.
Okay. Oh, that's interesting from a boy's perspective, because you wanted to be one.
Well, no, because when you like a band, you're like, well, if I was one of them, I'd be AJ. I'd be wearing the fedora and the vest, the little goatee, coloured blue sunglasses.
Yeah.
Look at me now.
You would look cool if you had that outfit on now.
Oh, yeah.
I just thought I'd play a little game with you, which is to tell me which boy band should you be in. I did my own earlier so that we didn't have to do it twice, and I got Westlife. I don't know if that means I'm a bit drippy.
Yeah, I can know what you mean. It could be... Who would I want to get? Does it say who I could possibly get?
No, there's no... You could be anyone.
Oh, God.
So let's go up first. Pick a dance move. Disco mode, Running Man, air guitar, the robot, finger in the air, clapping, twerking, Macarena or sidestep.
I would go with the Running Man.
Okay. That doesn't actually shock me, and I can't find it. There it is. Okay, up next. Pick a colour. Blue, red, yellow, orange, green, purple, pink, multicoloured, or beige.
I'm going to go with blue.
Ooh.
Oh, I don't want to be in blue, though.
Pick an ice cream, and you just have to look at those pictures. There's various different ones.
I'm going to go with the rainbowy one.
Oh, good boy. Pick a sport. Golf, tennis, football, swimming, cricket, rugby, baseball, basketball, surfing.
It's got to be football.
Okay. What were you like at school? The school nerd, one of the cool kids, happy misfit, always reading, sporty, drama kid, lovesick, just normal or rebellious?
I think, to be honest...
If you dare say rebellious.
No. I was a cool kid.
Were you?
I was, but I was in the sporty cool kids, and I went to the kind of grebby ones, but I still could chat to both
What's
of them.
What's grebby?
Grebby is like the bandy people, big hoodies.
Dirty.
Filthy.
Dirty.
Grubby.
Too dirty to clean my act up. Pick a spirit animal. Sloth, lizard, koala, goldfish, horse, giraffe, donkey, kitten, camel.
I'm going to go with koala.
Oh, yeah. Dangerous, but look cute.
Yeah.
That's very you.
Come give me a hug. Lost your face.
Pick a haircut. We've got from David Bowie to Justin Bieber to the guy from Hanson to Justin Timberlake to David Beckham. Who are you going to pick?
I would go with...
I'll describe it to everyone.
I'm going to go with Hanson.
Hanson, which is a sort... That is quite you. That's called laid-back, long boy's hairstyle.
Bop.
Pick a word. Splonk, bam, pow, zap, bang, kapow, zam, zonk, or chomp.
Well, it was close, but I probably would go with the first one, which was splonk.
Splonk.
I've never heard that word before.
Oh, dude, you got NSYNC. That's sick.
All right, I'd take that.
Of course you're meant to be an NSYNC. Get ready for the crowd to go wild. You're about to have the time of your life.
I don't know what I picked that would have made me... Maybe the. I don't
but
know.
What did I pick that made me Westlife?
I don't know.
Is a bit drippy.
Maybe you picked.
I love Westlife, but it's a bit drippy.
Yeah, maybe you picked beige and the colours.
I didn't.
Honest. That was a good one.
Man.
I liked that one.
Did you like that game?
I did like that game.
That was me thinking spontaneously about stuff.
See, I'm happy with NSYNC. I would have been gutted with the Wanted.
Oh my god, I've got the best segue.
Hanson would have been fucking.
Hanson would have been the coolest one.
Because I saw Penny and Me Tonight. Have you heard that? So like that's fucking tune.
Yes.
Love that song.
Just a little cheeky segue, talking of you getting NSYNC. Justin Timberlake has been tipped to feature on the next Foo Fighters album.
Yeah.
As a special guest.
Yeah. They apparently...
God, that was a good segue. I was desperate to get that out.
They're hanging out in the car park, drinking some old whiskey. And he's like, can I sing all your songs just so I can tell my friends? And Dave was like, sure thing. But it's just more like backing bike calls. It's not like a...
Oh, is it? No, it says he's going to be the special guest star.
Yeah, it's just that Dave Ross said it's just like more like... Years and stuff like that. It's not.
He's done quite a lot of unnoted features, like on that Black Eyed Peas song.
Where's the Love? Yeah, but apparently he spotted them. He discovered them. Apparently,
did he? Now?
A Paz. Mm.
Let's Google that. I don't believe a word that comes out of your mouth.
I wanted to discuss because you know I'm very passionate about this whole posthumously. That's the word.
Yes, that's what I thought you'd like. That one.
I didn't
tell
like
us about it.
I don't like it. George Michael's new song's been released today.
Yep.
Posthumously. And Not a fan of that, but I haven't heard the song yet. But I always think there's a reason why they haven't released it. But we can give it.
But with him, it's a little bit different because I think he was making this to release it.
Okay. It was
being made to.
It's produced by Nile Rodgers. I imagine it's good.
I think from what I've read, he was going to release an album next year, and it's within that.
Okay.
Because it's slightly. I don't know the full story, and obviously we won't know because we're not, you know, close friends or anything. But I think from what people are saying, it was a song that he was going to release. But as you say, might not have been what he wanted.
Yeah.
But it does make me happy because I love George Michael, and I haven't heard it yet either. I haven't had a chance to listen.
Let's play the song because we've got it on the cartwheel.
We've got it now.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
Where is it?
It's on the cartwheel.
Oh my God.
Abby looked really shocked and I was like, we have, haven't we?
Haven't we? What's it called?
It's called Fantasy.
Is it on a song? Is it on this thing?
Yeah.
Oh yeah, it is there.
Oh gosh, golly.
This is exciting because this is a first listen for me and Tom as well. We hope you enjoy it. This is the brand new single from George Michael. This is Fantasy.
Me, the next to tell me you don't. One day you say you will, but the next to tell me you won't. Hey little baby, there ain't much point me hanging around, yeah.
Can you have a love?
One day you make me feel that your love's in my hands. One day you say you'll stay, but the next to changing your plans. Hey little.
Fantasy.
Fantasy.
That is the brand new single from George Michael, produced by Nile Rodgers, called Fantasy.
What do you think?
I really like it.
I did like it, too.
It's got proper George Michael vibes about it, hasn't it?
Yeah, it had some weird bit at the beginning I wasn't sure about, but then when it got into it...
Yeah, I'm a big fan. Tashan is in the studio with us. Welcome, babe.
Hello, thank you.
Did you manage to have a listen to that George Michael song?
I haven't yet.
It's good.
Is it new?
It's new. It's been released posthumously, and it's part of, I think, a new album that he was going to release before he died. So it's got the George Michael stamp on it. It's definitely into it. How are you?
I'm good. Great to be here.
Yeah, thank you so much for coming in. The new singer is a banger. Hi, I really like it.
Thank you.
I've got loads and loads of questions. I love the video. It looks like you're having a lot of fun in it.
Yeah, it was so. It was really fun.
There's a gorgeous boy.
Yeah, he's great.
And there's loads of like fun antics going on. First question: can you blow smoke rings? Because I think the whole video is involves a little bit of smoking.
Yeah, it does. I'm practicing.
I think it's important. It's an important skill to have. Yeah. You can put it on your CV.
Yeah, definitely.
I think I can do it.
Can you?
Mm-hmm.
Mine look a bit not very round, like.
It's crazy that people can blow like smoke at elephants and stuff. They can like make shapes with.
It's crazy.
It's, you know, it's crazy.
There's like actually competitions, isn't there?
Yeah.
I have a friend who does that.
Really? That's so cool.
Yeah.
But it looked like you were having loads of fun in the video, and it seems like I just really like the song. It really hooky, really interesting.
Yeah, it was. It's a great summer vibe, I think.
Tell me where it came from. Like, where was it born? How did you make this track?
It was really like, you know, it was random. We were in London in the studio with the Sound Brothers, my producers. Shout out to the Sound Brothers. We were just jamming, and we knew we wanted to do a summer tune. Something, you know, to vibe, to dance, to move, and yeah. And then it just happened, and we were, you know, having a good time smoking a certain plant.
Coriander.
Coriander, basil.
Bit of everything, really. Just a smattering of all the herbs.
Exactly.
In the video, are they all like your pals in the video, or were they some of them actors and stuff?
Yeah, they're mostly my pals.
The location are amazing.
We went to New York to shoot it my videographer, he lives in New York.
Perfect.
So cool. I was just, you know what, we found a cheap flight. Let's go to New York and shoot it.
That's awesome.
And yeah, it was great. I have a good amount of friends over there. And the boy that you were saying with the freckles, Nicholas Sinclair, he's a model and he's from London, actually.
Oh.
And was in New York at that time.
Oh, so and seamless.
Yeah, shout out to him.
I really want to know something, because I've been an extra before in stuff years ago. And I've filmed scenes with music in. And I wondered, do you have to do a lot of the dancing and moving in silence? Because you know in TV they have to do that, like a dance scene is shot in complete silence.
it's
different for a music video, right?
We need the music.
Yeah, because I was going to say, because your music video especially, I don't think you could have done that without the music vibing you. But it just made me laugh a bit, thinking like you might have been doing that with the no sound. And it's,
why would they not have any sound?
Well, why do they not in TV?
Because in TV they're doing your voice recordings. And
well, I don't know. I'm not a videographer, Tom. I'm asking the guest a question. You don't need to get angry.
I'm angry. I just wondered.
But I was just thinking, I didn't know what the style was. So you were able to sing along.
Definitely, yeah. Otherwise I would be completely lost.
It would be quite nerve-wracking as well. And quite weird.
Yeah, it would be. Like, even already with the track, sometimes it's like, ooh. But like without the track, no, it wouldn't work. I mean, maybe, you never know. Maybe depends on the video.
It wouldn't work. No, but you need the music.
Yeah,
and you were pleased with the outcome.
Yeah, you know what? It was very like, because the videographer was ill, so we had to kind of dabble around and just do what we have with what we have. And yeah, it came out really good. You know, it came out really good. I'm happy.
Yeah, and I was going to talk a little bit about, because you lived in Sweden for a long time.
Switzerland,
and you're now living in the UK, in London.
Yeah.
And you're from an Indian culture, right? Is your parents...
Yeah, so my dad, he is Indian, and my mom is Swiss.
Because it was described, the track was described as Indian culture meets the depth and soul of R&B. I wanted to talk a little bit about that, because obviously the Indian culture has such an amazing music scene.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
such a, because I love that sort of sound.
Bollywood.
The Bollywood, like loud, beautiful, sort of like you almost, here in colour with Bollywood music, and it you can really hear it through your tracks as well. But I wanted to talk about how exciting it was for you to kind of integrate all, you know, living in London, being from Switzerland, and, you know, having that cultural heritage. How did that sort of come together to create your music?
You know, growing up, I was always, you know, surrounded by musicians, basically, because my aunties, they were music teachers, and they played the piano. And then my father is a really great singer and used to play the sitar, which is an Indian instrument. Yeah. And for him, you know, Indian classical music was always, you know, a big part of his list. And then also Bob Marley and Michael Jackson. And then for me, R&B, you know, Donnell Jones, Montel Jordan, D'Angelo. I grew up with those artists, and also like Alicia Keys, EVE. All these, like, I think all these different artists and have influenced my music. And also, like, growing up in such a multicultural surrounding where, you know, I have my father being Indian, my mom Swiss, and then all their friends are from somewhere from the world, and my friends are all mixed. So I guess that, you know, that all comes together, and I guess that's now
makes something very beautiful.
Yeah, yeah.
What, exactly. What's the scene like, music scene like in Switzerland?
You know, it's starting in the I wouldn't say it's huge, but they have a really good music scene, but more for, like, if you speak Swiss German or French, because the thing is, in Switzerland, we have four languages, but we have three main languages, Swiss German, French, and Italian. So the country itself is divided in three parts. Mm. So it's really hard to reach, even with Swiss German, you can only reach 60% of the country. So it's very hard as an English-speaking artist to already, you know, reach all these cities. Ooh. And that's why it is a bit difficult, I feel, as an R&B urban/urban artist. But it, you know, the market is there.
It's getting quite big for producers, though. I've heard.
Exactly.
That's what I was thinking of when I said that. It was like there's a lot of people coming out of
that's true.
Switzerland that are producing beats and making quite sick.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? So it's kind of useful for you, really, having that base, I guess.
Yeah, you know, the Sound Brothers, I've been working with them since 2012 now, and they're so amazing producers. They have, you know, produced for really big names, and a lot of other producers from Switzerland, you know, are doing really big bits, so, yeah. That's really true.
Yeah, yeah, it's interesting as well. As you say, you don't really think about that.
No.
You don't think about, actually, you need to connect with four different languages.
Yeah.
I guess, though, British is probably the English is probably the easiest way to do that, because obviously it infiltrates with like music from America and the UK and
I guess
stuff.
So too. Absolutely, actually. And for me, it was never really an option to sing in Swiss German or French, even though I speak the language. I always wrote my songs in English. So for me, it was never a question of, shall I start singing in Swiss German? I'm like, and that's why I came here.
Yeah, so you're enjoying it in London?
Yeah, I love it. It's so great. Like, the people have been so welcoming. It's really been so nice.
And that really makes me happy to hear that, because I hate the idea that sometimes I think people are portrayed in England, especially at the moment, it's become that kind of thing where I'm so embarrassed if I ever hear anybody not being welcoming to people from different countries. And so it makes me really happy that we're being welcoming. Because we're welcoming, we welcome you.
Yes, thank you. It's really, I must say, I've been really happy here. And, you know, since I come here, the music has just been going better and better. And that's already, you know, a good thing for me. Great. You know, it's a blessing to be here.
The music scene here is thriving right now. We've got a lot of young, talented women coming in and smashing the industry. Coming into the industry and, like, tearing it apart. So it's a great time for you to get in there. And
definitely.
It's exciting. I wanted to know if there was any other artists you're sort of listening to right now that you're really enjoying. Anyone new that you like?
From the UK?
Yeah, I guess so.
I really love Jay Huss.
Yeah.
He's I really like him. I like Nadia Rose.
She's great. We've had her on the show, actually.
Yeah, she's amazing. You know, I love Miss Banks.
Yeah, she's great. She's wicked.
She's great. We're actually planning to go into studio together.
Oh, wow. Yeah.
That's
cool.
That's going to be some fire.
Yeah, that'll be so good.
You know, there's so many TED Ness. My next song is with him, and he's a great artist. Just so many good artists, and it's so nice because they're all so, we're like all supporting each other.
Oh, yeah. This is the way the industry's going right now. Everyone wants, it's all about the love.
Yeah.
Why we need to keep pushing into the arts and into the music and everything industry, because I think it's the place where the love is.
Yeah, it's really great. It's really amazing, and it's so fulfilling.
Mm.
Yeah, to be around these people and so many creative people. You know, I feel you can always learn from someone. Whenever I'm in the studio with someone new, you know, it's just always a lesson.
Yeah,
a learning lesson. It's like, yeah. Because everybody works differently and has a different approach to doing music. And it's just nice to learn from other people.
And talking of what's coming next, tell us. So you've got a new track coming out.
Yeah, it's called Liddy.
Ooh.
Liddy in the City. It's going to be with TED Ness. And I'm so excited for this one. I think that's going to be it's a banger.
So when will we be having that?
Well, it's now in discussions if we're doing it end of October or end of September.
So soon-ish.
Very soon-ish.
Have you done a video for it?
We're going to do that on beginning October.
Sweet.
Yeah.
Do you know what you're going to do yet?
Yeah, we have some cool ideas.
But you're not going to tell us, are you?
Not yet. Oh. Just really cool lights and cool. Yeah, it's going to be cool.
So are you going to be, have you found since you've been in London, is there anything that you've started doing, you know, because we've got a club scene, we've got a music scene. Is there anything that you've been really enjoying, like any of our food, any of the, I mean, probably not food, but because we've got a really good, there's a good gig scene and stuff.
Yeah,
here.
I mean, I've been gigging myself quite a lot since I live here, nearly at least every month. Twice or even more, and so I've been, you know, seeing a lot of new artists performing, and I haven't really been clubbing so much. I have kind of passed that stage.
Same.
I don't know, it's just not really
boring.
I mean, if I have a show, obviously I will go and perform and enjoy the night, but on the weekend that's not my aim to go clubbing. My aim is to, you know, I don't know, I love to go to museums, I love to go to nice lounges, restaurants, I love to do these type of things.
I'm the same, I want to eat. If I go somewhere, a club is the only place on earth you can't eat, so I'm like, no, I'm not interested.
If I can eat in the club, it's a big thing, then okay, I might go.
Tell you where you can eat.
Go on.
Stringfellows, the strip club.
Ugh. Oh.
Apparently, my friend's mum, seriously, my friend's mum, goes there all the time for dinner, because it's really good food. My friend's mum, just said that again, my friend's mum goes to Stringfellows for dinner.
That's so funny.
That's peculiar.
It's not peculiar.
Okay, sorry.
Shout out Dawn Thompson. Let's go to Stringfellows. Right, we'll play a bit of Hi then. Cool. Thank you so much for coming to join us. Before we go, we do a little thing at the end of the show called Last Request.
Yeah.
It's where we pick two songs and we go against each other and see who's going to win.
Okay.
This week's theme is Mariah Carey, because obviously she's announced that she's going to be doing two dates in the UK.
Yeah.
So the two options that you can choose are either Mariah Carey Obsessed.
Boy, why are you so obsessed with me?
Or Take a Look at Me Now featuring Westlife.
Take a look at me now.
Yeah, boy.
God.
Thought you were going to win by a landslide, Tom.
I will.
Thank you so much to Sian for coming to join us. Can you please introduce Hi for us?
Yes. Yeah, so you're going to hear Hi by your favourite Bombay mommy, Tashan.
Woo! Thank you so much, babe.
Thank you.
See you soon.
Fragrance outstanding, I can never deny. So when I see the text, I'ma reply. Name me the place, I'ma call me a ride. Name me the place, I won't take time. When you're ready for me, hit my line. I wanna get high. Don't let this moment pass by. So high. I wanna get high. Don't let this moment pass by. No, they wanna get close to me. I'm right where I'm supposed to be. Everyone raise a toast for me. Everything good as it's supposed to be.
I wanna get high. Don't let this moment pass by.
I roll you up, then I fall in love. I light you up, then I smoke you up. I fall in love when you bring me up. I roll you up, then I fall in love. I light you up, then I smoke you up. I fall in love when you bring me up.
I roll you up, then I fall in love. Light you up, then I smoke you up. Fall in love when you bring me up. I roll you up, then I fall in love. Light you up, then smoke you up, fall in love when you bring me up. I wanna get high. Don't let this moment pass by. So high, I wanna get high. Don't let this moment pass by. So high, I wanna get high.
Thank you so much to Tashan for coming into the studio. Absolutely amazing. Make sure you keep locked on her socials because she's going to be coming out with a brand new song in a month or two. Now we're going to play a bit of
hit or
shit. Too loud. There you go. So, three songs on today's hit or shit. Up first, we have one that hurt my feelings a little bit. It's Maroon 5, What Do Lovers Do, featuring SZA. Now, when I first saw that title, I'm a big fan of SZA. Mm-hmm. She did a track on Rihanna's last album. It was a banger. Hugely top-tipped, hot-tipped artist. Top-tipped and hot-tipped. Shall we take a listen?
Yes, please.
If you wouldn't mind, okay, if I can find the clip, because
just find the clip already.
Right, I can't find it. I'm really rubbish at this. Where is it? There we go, number 7.
Tell me if you love me or not, love me or not, love me or not. I'm wishing for you, am I lucky or not, lucky or not, lucky or not. I'm wishing for you.
Not for me.
Yeah, no. Also, I think it sounds a little bit like our pal Alma.
Oh, what the hell?
Gotta tell me if you love me or not, love me or not, love me or not. I'm wishing for you, am I lucky or not, lucky or not, lucky or not.
Each time I hear blonde for you.
Yeah,
well, Maroon 5 are scraping the barrel.
Not scraping the barrel, it means a nice barrel to scrape.
No, scraping the barrel means that. Okay, you're really not being nice to me today. I meant by scraping the barrel that they are going so low that they need to steal other people's music. But if you want to be mean to me today,
I'm not being mean, Harriet. I'm just saying that it's a lovely barrel to scrape. But yeah, I don't like it. Shh. For me, personally, is SZA singing in that bit?
No, she's not a singer. She's a rapper.
There I am.
So no, not it's a no for me, but I love SZA.
Is her bit good?
Yes. Yeah, she's great in everything. I think she's great.
Thing is, though, if you were approached by Maroon 5, if I guess it's an up-and-coming, you can't really be like, nah. Can you?
What do you mean?
If you're an up-and-coming, right, and you haven't reached your peak yet.
If Maroon... Oh, yes. No, I think it's a very good thing to get worldwide attention by... But she just did a song. She did a song with Rihanna, which
is
probably bigger than Maroon 5. Yeah. She probably just liked the song. It's not. I don't dislike the song. It's just. It's not my favourite.
It's a little bit meh.
I like the first Maroon 5 album though.
Yeah.
I bought it. Harder to breathe. On CD.
Was great.
Shall we listen to the next one?
So that's a shit, by the way.
That is a shit.
Massive shit.
Jessie Ware, Selfish Love. Huge fan of Jessie Ware. Huge fan of Jessie Ware. So let's have a listen to this.
Why are we like this? I must admit that I kind of like it. Oh, you're acting sweet. I know what that means.
I'll let you talk first on this one.
Okay, all right, well, I don't know if there is a video to accompany it.
No, I don't know. I haven't seen the video.
It feels kind of like, I know you said spooky already today, but it feels very spooky and kind of ghostly.
In a way, it's quite a haunting vocal, but yeah, that's what she does. She's quite thing. Haunting, in a good way.
I could see it on a movie. I quite liked it. It was unexpected, the kind of jazzy backing.
Have you heard a lot of Jessie Ware?
I heard a bunch.
Because that is quite. I think that's quite Jessie Ware. I think it's a little bit more bouncy than usual. She's usually quite. The last stuff was. I mean, I say that she went from like ballady to sort of more electronic, and then this is a little bit more. I can't really describe what, but I really like it. I'm a huge fan of hers. Like anything she does, I love.
For me, it doesn't sound like anyone else really. So like, it doesn't make me think, oh, that sounds like that person's, which is always a tick.
She just is very unapologetic, does what she does, and that's it. She doesn't try to be anything else. She just makes music, and she's just had a child, and this album is a lot about her baby, and it's really nice that she kind of took a year out to write the album after she had a baby.
Yeah.
And it's just, she's really, really insightful and a beautiful singer, I think.
I'm going to go for hit.
I think I will second that. And then finally, we've got Frank Ocean, Provider. This was your pick of the day.
New man coming up ahead on his own too. You a natural blondie like Coco. Sleeping on my belly in a loop like a serpent. Talking heads rippling on the surface.
Provider, Frank Ocean.
You go first.
I'm a big Frank Ocean fan. When I saw him at Love Box, it was really amazing, but a lot of people didn't like it because basically that album is not it's not 12 banger tracks. It's ambient, like vibey, very well made music, and that's a big hit for me. But it's not I think a lot of people are out for the bangers these days all the time. Especially if you're an artist that has released relentless bangers and then you decide to go in a different direction, which is what he did. But I'm a really big fan.
I see Frank Ocean. I think, you know, when there's that craze in the internet where they'll take like little news stories and make it into songs with people talking, and they do like,
Found
your kids, found your wife, kind of thing.
YouTube.
YouTube. They'll just get the clips and auto-tune it, and it'll make it all I feel like sometimes Frank Ocean's songs sound as if it's just someone talking on a train, and then they take the song and they just put a bit of a tune behind it.
Do you know what? It's funny you should say that, because Kanye West started to do auto-tuning and everyone was like, this is weird, we don't like this new Kanye West, and now everyone loves it. I think it's about doing something different and everyone's a bit unsure about it.
Yeah.
I think you'll find that as the years go by, more and more people will jump on the bandwagon and it will become more normal.
Yeah, well, Bonnie there does it now. I don't like it. He's just such a nice singing voice and he's doing that all over it. I personally think it's... takes away.
So we've got one shit and one hit there then.
Yeah, I think we have.
So hit for me and a shit for you. Well, that's, there we go.
That's a draw. Hit or
shit. So we know that was Maroon 5, What Do Lovers Do, featuring SZA, Jessie Ware, Selfish Love, and Frank Ocean, Provider. Had us right old torn on the last one.
But, you know, that's music.
That is music. And we've got very different music tastes, haven't we?
We do indeed.
So should we play some more music on that note?
I reckon we should play a song.
I'm going to play a little bit of Ty Dolla $ign. This is his brand new one featuring Damian Marley and Skrillex, which is another interesting mix of artists there.
Holla.
Somebody you can call on. Call on when you need it done right. If you're looking for a real one. So where am I? So where am I? Yeah. Girl, you're looking for somebody. Somebody you can call on. Said you wasn't gonna drink, but you happy that you did, yeah.
Put it down, I told you.
had a match, but both of us lit, yeah.
Yeah.
And you was just about to leave, ain't you glad that you stayed, yeah. So am I.
But you're so smart that you always know a lie. Baby, so am I. You're sick and tired of a lover who do wrong, even though they know the right. Baby, so am I. And if you're searching for somebody who is willing to stay more than overnight, baby, so am I. And if you're needing some support instead of someone coming home to pick a fight, baby, so am I.
Snow and I'm chilling with Harriet Rose and Nozzle. This is Fubar Radio. What's good?
Oh, I see,
Montel. Stefflon Dunn. You know what it is when you hear that.
Breakfast in bed, darling.
Hey.
I got your bed, darling. I make you bed, darling. I make you bed, darling. Breakfast in bed, darling. I got your bed, darling. I made mistakes, you done me wrong. Thank you.
What you know about going out? Big jet, big check. Don't care, die for my respect. Life, we gon' live it up. Neck, we gon' glitter it up. Dice game, get them, girl. Gon' bet it up. Grind and invest it. Invest, play the main role, not the extras. Made movies like Netflix. Never domestic. Watching the necklace. Young and I'm restless. You know who the best is. Back 3/4 Gucci Mane with the first shoe. Got a girl and a girl, got a girl too. Hit me with the fab, like put it in the bag. Pull up with my new tank, like I know she mad.
Bro, so okay. I don't expect any less.
Yeah. I'm genuinely starting to think that I'm not the kisser that I thought I was.
I think that you might be the problem. Because you have a problem every time someone kisses you.
I just follow the lead.
You just put your tongue in her mouth still. See, this is
like you tickle around the tip of it.
Reese just does what they do.
Then how do you kiss? If you're always leading off them, then it's not like, maybe it's not them.
That's why I'm so bad at it.
Reese's lips and technique is like just mainstream music listening, isn't it? It's just like, just do what everyone else does.
Every Wednesday, Pennethorpe Western Incorporated, from 4 p.m.
FUBAR Radio. What's up? Barley's in the studio with us. How you doing, babe?
I'm very good. How are you?
Oh my God, your voice is amazing. We've both got that. We've both got quite like not low voices, but like. What's the word when it's like
a husk?
Sultry. I like to call it sultry.
That's the way. That's sultry. Yeah. Are we sultry people?
I think we are. I'm trying.
I'm trying to be more like you.
Oh, that's more, so sweet.
It's like I'm going to be sound like more sexy, but actually ends up just sound more creepy.
My boyfriend says I sound like Dot Cotton.
Yeah, but sexy. How cool is Dot Cotton?
She is though. Legend. Legend.
Legend.
She's actually my idol. Secret idol. Dot Cotton.
Really?
Yeah.
I think she might be mine as well. Actually, mine's more Pat.
Didn't she die?
With the big earrings. I mean, pre-death.
Oh, right. Okay.
She's alive in real life.
Oh, right. Okay.
It's okay. Right. She only died in the show. Because you remember when she came back to life?
No.
After she died, Peggy in EastEnders, who is also dead in the show.
Right.
Pat. That's what I said, right? Did I not say Pat? Did I say something else?
Pat Butcher.
Yeah, Pat Butcher. Pat Butcher.
Pat Butcher.
She's the one with the big earrings. She came back to life when Peggy was having sort of visions.
Oh, I see.
And it was a real weird couple of episodes of EastEnders.
That shame.
Yeah, I don't really watch it anymore, but I did watch those ones. It was quite good.
I like Nana Moon.
I haven't watched it for ages.
You like who? Sorry,
Nana Moon.
Who's that?
Alfie's Nan. No.
No, not for me. I don't know.
I don't know.
Oh, can't God. Help you there.
Yeah, she existed. I got
Barley, let's get back to you, babe. So you've released one of a trio.
I have.
Of singles. You like things coming in threes?
I think so. I think good things come in threes.
So how long do we have to wait for the next single, firstly?
3 weeks. Just keeping them coming.
All the threes. And this No Weapons is out now.
That's right.
There's Nana Moon. Look at her. You can look on the screen.
Oh, Nana Moon. Yeah, well, I remember
come on,
her. She's dead, right, though.
She's dead.
Yeah.
We're just talking about dead people from EastEnders. So, No Weapons. I think it comes at a really apt time, No Weapons.
Do you know what? The funny thing is, someone said to me, you shouldn't call it No Weapons because people think it was some sort of protest song, which it's really not. It's about meeting an ex.
Yeah, I thought it's about love.
Oh,
yeah.
Good, you understand.
Oh, no, 100%.
Oh, thank God.
No,
thank
what I was God. No, what I was going to say was it comes at an apt time because it's so topical.
Mm.
But I think a lot of people relate love to war and war to love and all that stuff.
Definitely.
But just the title in itself grabs you, I think, from that sense.
Oh, cool. Thank you.
But when you're listening, yeah, no, it's very obvious that it's not about, like, Donald Trump.
Oh, good. I'm thinking, oh, nightmare.
It's like, Donald, you're a dick. Maybe I'll release a song, be like...
I think that was really good.
It was not. Don't lie to me.
Great title, Donald, you're a dick.
Donald, you're a dick.
I think you should work on that later.
Maybe you could help me.
Or we could co-write.
Or you just write it and I'll...
And then you just and take all you, the credit.
No, and then you sing it. And then I won't do anything and I'll just be there.
Amazing.
My musical sounds like career.
That's a really good idea.
That sounds like a lot of the music industry.
It is, actually.
So tell me a bit about No Weapons. Who's it about? Who was the dick?
Well, it's a multiple dick.
Many men.
But it's basically that thing where you kind of go back to relationship mm-hmm. and then it's not working and then you remember why it's not working. And then actually, you just want to kind of take the good bits, which is usually the physical.
Yes.
So, No Weapons is about meeting up with that person, but don't bring your shit. Don't start attacking me with your shit and all the things I used to do.
Don't do
just,
that.
Just bring the
positivity.
D,
oh, I see. Bring the D.
Yeah.
Yeah, fair enough. Bring that D.
Bring that weapon.
Don't talk to me. Just bring that weapon, but don't talk to me.
That's exactly what I want.
Come over.
That's my message.
Please, can leave it with hi and bye. That's enough.
Plenty.
Hi with a big break in the middle and then bye.
That's all I need.
And then go away.
Yes, that's exactly what I'm saying.
Very refreshing view on sex, I think, in a song, because a lot of people are a bit more like, don't have sex with me because I love you.
But you're that's like, not me.
But you're like, I want to have sex and I want you to never speak to me again. Even during sex.
Yeah, if possible, yeah. That's what I want.
I mean, a lot of men would be happy with that.
No, not in my experience.
Really?
Oh, God, Jesus.
Needy. So needy.
Oh, really?
Leave me alone. Stop texting. We've not got anything to do. Not got a job.
It's because you're such a mega babe. That's the problem.
What it is.
No, that is the problem.
Mm. It's the sultry tones.
It's tough.
It's hard out there.
Yeah, it's really hard.
It's hard out there being a sexy bitch who can sing really well.
Yeah.
The vibe of the song is sort of like it's been described as alternative pop. I hate genres.
Mm-hmm, me
I'm not
too.
A big fan. Mm. So I thought you might say the same, because a lot of musicians don't like to be put into a
little pigeonhole,
little tiny box of genre. But what I wanted to ask you was, I guess the best question for it is, what are your influences? Because where is your musical style come from? And then we can root it out, create a genre for you, and
thanks.
We'll be
that
done.
That would be really helpful. Basically, I listen to everything. I know it sounds really boring. I listen to. I like anything that's good. I'm sorry, I'm just that person.
I think everybody is that person. I think they're lying if
I
they
think
say
it's
they're
sensible.
Not
sensible. Well, I don't know why. I don't know anybody who kind of sticks to one genre who's worth talking to.
No,
do you know what I mean? When you're listening, you just like what you like. And it is a mixture of sort of down tempo electronica. I love Massive Attack. I love SZA. SZA at the moment. Listening to loads of her. I love R&B. I grew up on probably like Nina Simone, Roberta Flack, like real powerful voices, really soulful.
You just like really good singers.
I just love really good singers. I love really good music. I just love quality. And there's a lot of shit out there. And when you know how to find good music, you get really absorbed by it. You get taken by it and you get influenced by it. In the same way as I like really good writing. So, you know, any sort of major, even like big pop tunes. I really love big pop tunes.
I'm a huge pop fan.
As long as they're written well, you can hear the quality in it. And that's what I've always focused on. Just comes to you. I think you just get taken by good music, and that's what I'm influenced by.
I think at the moment as well, we've got a big influx of really good female writers, because like Charlie XCX, Ray, like a lot of girls are coming in and writing the big pop bangers.
Yeah, totally.
It's going really in our favour.
Yeah, no, I think so. I think there's there's more space to nurture your own craft. I think before, most people are sort of aiming for a major label deal and they're kind of just chucking anything out they can. When actually now you can just, you know, just meet the right people, meet the right producers by yourself. If you like something, if you like a track that maybe that you've heard that maybe is quite underground, you can just send a message to that producer and say, hey, I really like what you're doing. Do you want to write together? You don't even have to meet up. You can just do it, you know, online. So it's like, it's much easier to get to hone your craft and to get your music out there without any compromise of just chucking out shit because the label's breathing down your neck.
Has your writing changed over the years? Like, do you find it good writing with other people, or do you much prefer it writing by yourself?
I really love writing with sort of particularly one or two people. I think to get that consistency and to get that relationship, because you are sitting there, you've got to be comfortable. And I think some artists get sort of caught up in this, go and write with every single amazing producer that's like doing big things right now, whereas I much prefer to just write with sort of one or two people who I consistently write with, who I'm really comfortable with, and they're phenomenal musicians, and there's no rush. It's a proper process. We spend a lot of time just talking and just sort of almost like a therapy session, just airing what you've got to say, talking around things, talking around ideas, talking around concepts for songs. And I think you need to be comfortable with the person, and you need to find the right person to do that with. So I generally just work with one or two people.
Sweet.
It is interesting, actually, because as you say, the next big thing, I mean, it's fantastic as well that those people get an opportunity. They become,
definitely,
those writers and producers become that. But it is interesting, as you say, like the thing that Drake was doing a little while ago where he was picking people out, and Kanye did it as well, with like Hudson Mohawk, for example, plucks people out of obscurity. Like Hudson Mohawk is a Scottish producer.
Yeah.
And he just was like, oh, come and write Yeezus with me.
Okay.
And like, and you know, and that kind of thing is interesting, because then, you, as you say, there are millions of those people who just haven't been found yet.
Oh god, totally.
So if you find one of those, you're Kanye West.
Yeah, exactly. That's how it works.
You then become Kanye West.
I just think also people, I think sort of the general old school way of doing it was relying on an A&R. And there's no reason to do that. Like, if you're a music lover, if you've been obsessed with music your whole life in any sphere, whether you're, you know, you're a radio DJ, whether you're a pianist or whatever, or a songwriter, if you've been obsessed with music, you have hopefully as much musical taste as, say, an A&R of a major label record, a major label company. So it's like, you've just got to trust in your own taste and your own instincts, and understanding that you can pick out what you like and what someone is going to bring out in you, which is the most important thing as well. You've got to be with someone who can really draw out the best of you as an artist.
It's the time for artists to be independent as well.
Definitely.
Skepta is like the example that comes straight to my head of someone who was like, I'm not going to do a label.
Oh god,
I'm just not going to do it. I'm going to work for 10 years tirelessly.
Yeah, definitely.
And it's going to come, because the interesting thing is everyone's like, oh wow, Skepta made it straight away. And it's like, well no, he actually really slogged for years and years and years, and then it clicked. And because of artists like him who are doing the big sort of campaigns without that, it's paving the way for other people to do the same.
I think. Definitely him and Chance the Rapper on a sort of another huge scale.
Yeah, obviously as a US, he's one of the biggest US artists that's doing that.
I just think if you can look at, I know millions of artists, I know loads of artists obviously have sort of been looking and being aware of like peers and whatever. You can sign to a major label 1 year, and then within 3 years of signing that deal, you're out of the deal and you're done and you're dead. And you're so distraught that you actually can't be bothered to go to the studio anymore. I'm just going to lie in bed and cry. So
if
you think as an independent artist, I'm going to work tirelessly for 10 years, you've still actually, at the end of that 10 years, you've achieved the same thing as someone's, you know, in and out in 3 years. So you might as well do it your own way, believe in your music, believe in the people that you work with, and feel amazing at the end of it as well, because as an artist you've just created your own clout, which feels good.
Preach. We're teaching right now. We are teaching.
I know, I'm so wise.
You really are, thank god, because I'm not. So you're really keeping it up, keeping it to seem like I am, keeping up appearances. So tell me about the next single coming out in 3 weeks, or is it, it's less than 3 weeks now,
it is,
right?
Yeah, I mean, it's like, 3 weeks still. Yeah, still 3 weeks.
So what's coming next?
I think it's Someday All This Pain Will Be Useful.
Oh, I like that title.
Sad. It's actually really sad. You take inspiration from everywhere, well I do anyway, and it's about grief. And a friend of mine went through a horrible loss quite recently. Well, it was actually a couple of years ago, and she really inspired me to write something that was quite hopeful and to try and make sense of the world and life and love in all different types of love. And it came out really naturally. I wrote it with my sort of usual co-writing partner called Tom. And I'm really proud of it.
It's such, but that title is exactly what I thought when you said it, is that's what everyone tells you.
Yeah.
You'll be able to use that. It will change you. It'll make you a better person. Mm-hmm. And it's true.
Yeah. In all different ways. Whenever each way that we're hurt, in all different ways, all you can do is learn from it, use it and move forward, and hopefully also help other people. But I sort of put it into a song.
And the third one is coming out 3 weeks after that, is it?
Yeah, and that's called Streeters. Ooh. It's quite a needy one. Kind of the opposite to Come and Give Me D.
Yeah. So we've got Come and Give Me D. and your guys around me are like, I'm going to suggest that's not the title.
Yeah, if we could, you know,
bring the D. Here's Barley with Bring the D.
That's my next song. The last one of the EP is called Streeters, and it's about being apart from somebody, and kind of I set the scene of the track describing being apart from someone as a landscape. You have to listen to it, it's a bit strange. And then, it's just an honest account, just sort of saying, I'm hoping you still love me, is the refrain, so yeah.
So I feel like you're giving a lot of yourself in this EP. How did that feel? Did you feel a bit nervous to do that?
What else do we have? Do you know what I mean? What else are you going to write about? You can write about, you know, who, like, you don't know anything else. So just write what you know. I think these things can be really therapeutic as well, because you're just, if you had any kind of issues or whatever, you're trying to work them out, you write them, put it, you know, you record it, put it in a box, done, move on. So yeah, that's why.
Very cathartic.
Mm-hmm.
Amazing. Well, we're going to play a little game. Tom's going to play a game with you, and then I'm going to play one after, because we love to play games.
Oh, exciting.
So my game's a little spin off of Snog, Marry, Avoid.
Oh, okay.
It's a little musical spin.
Okay.
So it's called Collab, Duo, Enjoy.
Oh.
So one of the collab is you just do one track with this person.
Mm-hmm.
Duo is you do a whole album with these people.
It's okay. Avoid, not Enjoy.
It was Enjoy. Well, it was originally Enjoy.
Remember, it was in Void because we decided that people might not want to.
Okay. And then just Avoid.
We're being too nice with Enjoy, basically.
Okay.
Okay, so just Avoid. So you just, you know, just.
Not for me.
Bit them off and
not
run away. So
okay.
The people are Frank Ocean, Mariah Carey, and Tay Tay.
Taylor Swift, in case you thought.
Oh yeah,
like,
who's Tay Tay?
I'm
gonna pretend I know.
You're like, oh yeah,
Tay Tay. Oh yeah, he's great.
Yeah, he's great. Oh my god,
Barley featuring Tay Tay. Bring the D.
That's amazing. See your A&R right there.
I know.
Okay, so what are the options?
Collab. So that's just one track together. Duo, whole album, or Avoid. We just bin them off.
I think.
Ooh, she's thinking about.
No,
this
I'm really
one.
Thinking about this one, and I'm because I think it'd be quite. I mean, Mariah Carey is amazing.
Mm-hmm.
Like, so phenomenal. I don't think I could speak. And I wouldn't want to sing in front of her. So I think I'd put her in the Avoid.
Yeah. I'd actually
how
be a nightmare.
How interesting. Mm.
And then collab, as in, like, do loads
just
together?
One song.
Just one song. Tay Tay.
And then whole album with Mr. Ocean.
Frank Ocean, yeah.
That album would be really good.
I think so.
I think you guys would delve. I think you guys would delve.
I think we
you would.
You
would delve and you would go delving
yeah.
and keep delving until
yeah.
the delve is delved.
And just diamonds of songs. Song diamonds.
Diamonds and pearls. I think that's very good. Interesting as well, because I really didn't expect you to say that.
I love Mariah. I'd probably just like dribble.
She is one of those people that I think I never want to meet. Because I want to hold her in my mind
as a lovely, lovely lady,
as what she is, which is like queen diva,
yeah, yeah,
and woman. It's same as Britney. I think being a childhood hero of mine, I think I couldn't meet her. Don't want to meet you.
No, I get that.
It's weird.
I'd quite like to see that. What was it? Slave.
I'm a
slave for you.
Slave for
I'd quite like. I'd quite like a private moment with Britney in the slave for you.
Oh. Babe, yeah. Let's do it. Let's organise that.
Next week
on the show. Barley's back. Bring me the D. Britney Spears. Very good choices there.
Thank you.
So,
thank you.
This game is going to be really easy for you.
Okay.
Because it's called Last Request. At the end of every Thursday show, we like to leave the world with a banger.
Right.
And this week's theme is Mariah Carey.
Oh!
Because she's doing two gigs in the UK, one in Manchester, one in London.
I heard you say that earlier. When is that happening?
So it's the All I Want for Christmas tour.
So soon?
Yes. It's in December.
Okay.
And it's one in Manchester. I think it's like December the 2nd. It's like beginning of December.
Okay.
Two nights. So we've decided to go head to head with two songs by Mariah. The first song you can choose is Obsessed.
Boy, why are you so obsessed?
Don't know it.
I don't like it.
I think you'll like the other one though.
Or Take a Look at Me Now featuring Westlife.
Take a look at me now.
That was better. I prefer that tune.
Why don't you like Obsessed?
I don't know. I just thought it was a bit of a dark moment for her.
What, when she was having a go at Eminem?
Yeah, that
I
was
it,
wasn't it? Oh, God, terrible. If you need this to even acknowledge Eminem if you're
Mariah Carey. I was like, why are you so obsessed with me?
One of my favorite.
That is quite cool. Though. Yeah. Now I like yeah. it. No, I don't know.
It's like, a tough one for you.
Both of them are kind of her weaker moments. No. Could have chosen better.
I really like Obsessed because I love Eminem and I love her and I think it's really funny that she made that song because I think she's very funny.
Yeah.
Like when she when people ask her about people she doesn't like and she goes, I'm really sorry, I don't know who that is. And I find that so, yeah, I think yeah, that's no, the funniest that's cool. thing. I'm really sorry, I don't know who that is. But it's like someone that's like ridiculously famous.
Yeah, so
like
she
if
can
someone
get away
said
with
like,
it.
Who's Eminem? And she's like, I'm sorry, I don't know who that is. So what are you going to go for?
I think it's going to have to be Take a Look at Me Now.
Fine.
Is that a cover? It's a cover, right?
It's a cover of Phil Collins.
He's actually winning quite a lot on Twitter as well. People on Twitter are wanting to hear the Westlife version as well. They're all obviously basic bitches.
Yeah. Uh-huh. It's just the fact that...
You hate both of them.
It's just Westlife. I'm not sure it was a good time for her.
Yeah, I agree. Westlife was a weird choice.
When he sent that in, I was like... Oh my god, I totally forgotten that deeply low moment in her career when
she did this is what I'm saying.
Do you remember the video? They were on
yes,
a boat.
I watched it. It was so weird. It was when she was so young as well. You know, she looks really different. Like the sass level is like 28% lower.
Oh, it's a sad time for her, right? With Snipe.
But you've gone for it.
Well, you gave me that. We're obsessed. Like,
you're not obsessed.
Not at all. Not at all.
And I was like, why are you so obsessed with me?
My favourite thing in the world. Should we play a bit of your music now?
Oh, we can, if you want.
I would love to. Can you introduce No Weapons for us, please? And thank you so much for coming in.
Oh, no, thank you for having me. It's been lovely.
It's been a huge pleasure. I feel like we're best friends now.
We are.
Great stuff. Let's go and write the big song about penises.
Yay! I'm Barley, and this is No Weapons.
Can't find my face. Avoid pain, a vortex stuck in the past. I fell low. You hurt me, blood stained my cheek. Can't find my face. Avoid pain, a vortex stuck in the past.
If we've gone through, we've come alone. Gone and bring it on, but no weapons. No weapons. If we're gonna do it, come alone. I'll see you on Friday at dawn. If you're gone and bring it on, but no weapons. No weapons. Thank you.
listening to Harriet Rose with Nossa on FUBAR Radio.
I'm sorry that I'm late and I missed your call, but you know night turned into day. I didn't stop to pause. I know I never see your face, and baby that's my fault. But I'ma fix all my mistakes, so don't stress no more.
You got those cigarettes and cushion, don't ever let me down. You got those cigarettes and cushion, don't ever let me down. You got those cigarettes and cushion, don't ever let me down. You got those cigarettes and cushion, don't ever let me down. You got those cigarettes and cushion, don't ever let me down. You got those cigarettes and cushion, don't ever let me down. You got those cigarettes and kush.
Alright.
You don't ever let me down.
You don't ever let me down. Got those cigarettes and kush. You don't ever let me down. All those other girls just look. They ain't never taking your crown. And girl, I know it gets on your nerves sometimes when I don't answer my phone. And yeah, I double back on my words at times. But please don't start with that tone. Cause girl, I love you, you know, but I can't be there. But when I get home, just roll my weed, yeah. What's mine is yours, give you space to breathe here. Just weed and kush, that's a major key here. Yeah, then you play me a song. Smoking smoke to a wavy and gone. Come home from a long hard day with the dons. Like, where's my grape, babe?
I'm
my
sorry that I'm late and I missed your call. Today, I didn't stop to pause. I know I never see your face, and baby, that's my fault. But I'ma fix all my mistakes, so don't stress no more. You got those cigarettes and kush, don't ever let me down. You got those cigarettes and kush, don't ever let me down. You got those cigarettes and kush.
Day wondering what is real between us, grown so far beneath us. Sometimes I can't read you, but it don't mean I won't treat you to a blunt full of that reefer. We may get in fights, but I can never see me leaving. Something about our first high can bring us sober, just don't please us. If you're wondering, yeah, I'm still here because I see us. But maybe makes it easy to talk to you. Sometimes I just can't spill my thoughts to you.
How do you feel every day?
At the end of every day, I belong to you.
Belong to you.
I'll still pass the bond to you. I write a song to you. I do no wrong to
I'm
you.
Sorry that I'm late and I miss your call. But you know my time in today. I didn't stop.
Since you left my side, got me smoking a blunt now, but there ain't no vibe. Cause I fucked up badly, all I did was push. And there's no more weed, no more kush. And now I'm deep in the south side, and I can't find love. I was looking for my brown skin, trying to find that buzz. Like, what have you done, Storms? Like, what have you caused? And we weren't just bridges.
you were so much more. Girl, you was my hero, the beats in my heart, and them tears in your face, man, they tear me apart. Man, I just wanna fix you, fix what I broke. No cuddles on the sofa, no more smoke. And I pray God saves you, man, I pray you're there. I just wanna say thank you, cause you saved my life. But I'll cut you deep, and I know how it looks. Man, there's no more weed, no more kush, no more kush, no more kush.
Getting all emotional there. Reppy Hustle's in the studio.
Yo, what's up? We're in the building, man.
How you doing?
I'm good. How you look doing? You all right?
Really good. You've got a great outfit on today.
Thank you, YouTube. All matching the store.
Yeah, we knew, so we thought we'd come ready.
How do you know?
Yeah, we just know that kind of stuff. We're cool like that. How are you, babe?
I'm good, man. You know, I can't complain.
Everything's exciting for you right now.
Yeah, I'm doing a lot still with radio and shows. I'm getting used to it. I'm trying to be like you guys, you know.
You're just trying to have people let you be, right?
Let me be. Yeah.
The latest single.
Yeah.
Who is not letting you be? I want to know. Who are these people trying to stop you from being?
People, man. Just let me be. Like, I'm trying to do this thing, like, and they don't want to let me be. Do you know what I mean?
Hate that, man. No one lets me be ever. They always try and make me do stuff. Like a radio show. I'm like, ugh.
You're the plug though. We can't let you be.
Yeah, boy. You're wearing an amazing plug necklace. We were just discussing.
Thank you. They got Treasury Jewelers, you know. That's like my family friend's friend doing these things. So I got it off them as well.
They're the plug.
They're
the plug.
They're the plug for the plug.
They're the plug of the plug for the plug.
Yeah.
So I saw in the video you were in a burger place, right?
Uh-huh. Which one is that? Let Me Be video, yeah?
In for Let Me Be. And I really obviously love burgers. I want to talk to you about burgers. What's your favourite burger?
Let's go.
First off.
Let's go, champ.
What's your favourite burger? What's the thing you get when you go into the burger shop?
Ooh. For what shop, though? Any shop?
Well, let's...
Five Guys, yeah?
Yeah, let's say Five Guys.
Yeah, this is why I asked you, like, what video? Because if you watch another video...
No, Let Me Be is not Five Guys. It's...
No, I know. But it is what it is, featuring Gates. We're in Five Guys, so we love burgers. So
the burger is a running theme.
Yeah.
So you like burgers, but tell me, what do you have on your burger? Is it... Do you have a lot of the salad-y stuff? Are you no salad?
A gherkin?
No, I love salad. I put salad, tomatoes... The gherkin is rare, man. And some sauce.
Oh, I love a gherkin.
Is it? That's rare.
No, it's okay, because we can go together and you can give me your gherkin.
I don't
that
mind
sounds
that.
Weird.
It is so weird.
Pause.
Unluckily, we're live and I can't rewind that. Okay, good. And do you have a milkshake when you have your burger?
Yeah, if I go...
What flavour?
Tinseltown. Oreo. I love Oreo.
Ooh.
I had Oreos on the way here. Awesome.
Oreo milkshake on the way here.
No, I had Oreo biscuits. I love Oreos.
Oh, that's cute.
That's my favourite chocolate. Yeah.
That is very cute.
Yeah. Mm.
Okay, I just wanted to get that out of the way first because I love burgers and I needed to know.
Yeah.
You've got a question
about burgers. I was, have you ever tried a fish burger?
Yeah, only this year, you know. Could you imagine?
Filet-O-Fish.
What do you think?
It's nice.
Yeah, it's fishier than you
What's
imagine.
What's the sauce in it? Mayonnaise.
Yeah, it's tartar sauce, which is like mayonnaise with gherkins in, which is not your favourite, but...
Yeah, but it was nice.
You like it?
Yeah.
And last question related to burgers. Are you a Burger King, McDonald's or a KFC man?
Burger King.
Ooh!
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah, Burger King are the best. They're the most normal. They taste the most like actual beef.
Yeah, see what I'm saying? Yeah. You're my guy. You know what I mean? That's how I feel. When I go to McDonald's,
I don't feel fulfilled.
Thing with Burger King, if you supersize it, they only give you a bigger drink. They don't give you bigger chips or bigger burger. So it's kind of a bit of a...
That's interesting.
I don't know, you know.
I'm just letting you know.
We don't supersize ours, Tom, so we wouldn't know.
Just saying. Yeah. Watch back.
So talk to us about the video. Obviously, burgers are a theme, but you seem like you're having a bit of a lol. Do you always have a laugh when you make the videos? Is it a lot of fun?
Yeah, man, I love it. Like, really and truly. Yeah, I always have a laugh. You see me and my friends just...
Going
chilling.
And eating burgers.
That's like a normal day. Me and my brain is just chilling, and then we shoot a video, and then yeah.
Would you say that's your favourite part when you release a song? filming the videos?
Oh, yeah, I've been meant in a burger place.
Is it your favourite thing to... Let's talk more about burgers. No, let's talk more about Let Me Be. Yeah. This is a big summer banger. I like it. It's keeping Thank the sun you. Out for us, even though the, physically the sun is not
oh,
out.
No, man. Too early.
But it's a really cool track, and it's very hooky.
I appreciate it.
Are you back in the studio now? Are you making more stuff? Are we going to have any more singles coming up?
From next week, I'm back in the studio. Sorry about that. I think Monday or Tuesday, I'm trying to book in. So I can be in there for 2 or 3 hours and just record something. I've already written it down, though. I've got like 4 or 5 tracks to choose from to release next.
Ooh.
Yeah,
any ready. Collabs coming up?
Not really, you know. In talks for some, though. Really. Yeah.
Who would you love to collab with if you could collab with anybody right now across the world, dead or alive?
I've got this every, like, this whole week. Jay-Z. I've said Jay-Z.
Jay-Z.
I've said Jay-Z to everyone.
He's the king, and also just his new album is so good.
You like it, yeah?
I really Very like good. It. I Very really, good. I've listened. That's he's really honed his samples
Seriously.
And his music, and not that he hadn't. I say that as if like Jay-Z hadn't already honed.
Yeah.
But I really enjoyed his use of samples and use of music in this one.
True, man. He's good, man. He's really good. Still, every track on there has got a message as well. You know what I mean?
I want to know about. The Reppy hustle.
Uh-huh.
Is it any different to normal hustle, or is there an extra thing? Reppy hustle, is that, you know, more important than a normal hustle?
Well, that's a good question. It's the drive behind it still. Like, if you ask anyone around me, it's just me. Do you know what I mean? Like,
you're always hustling.
Always hustling. It could be anything. Hustling could be working. Hustling can be education. So. Hustling can be trying to provide for your family. Hustling can be going to the studio, trying to release a good track. And I do most of that, like trying to hustle in everything I do. You know what I mean?
So would you say I've got the reppy hustle?
Yeah. Sick. Most of it, you're hustling right now. Cameraman's hustling. She's hustling.
Yeah.
Hustling. Everyone's
what
hustling.
What about Tom? Is he hustling? Not
Tom
really.
Tom is hustling.
Yes.
Hustling a little bit, like a small amount of hustle.
Yeah, he's there. He's hustling. He's even trying to get the supersized burgers. He's definitely hustling.
Yeah, he's definitely hustling.
He
to
must
make.
Get hustling to be trying to purchase that. You don't really go supersized all the time, but yeah.
Are you going to get it with the next track that you put down? Are you going to do another video?
Yeah, 100%. Yeah.
But you don't know yet what songs you're going to put first because you're just writing them down in the studio, getting them out and seeing what they sound
yeah,
like.
Yeah, I've written them down. I kind of know, but I like people listening to it. Like whoever I'm in the studio with, I always bring someone in the studio. Getting their view on it, the engineer's view on it. That's what happened with Let Me Be. And then I was like, cool, let me go for it.
Who's yeah. the number one person in your like family and friends that you send it to? The one person that you know will
Standing
always...
there. Yeah. Like, that's my cousin.
He Gates. Knows. Does he tell you how it is? If he thinks it's rubbish, does he say?
Yeah, he's real like that.
Good lad. Good lad.
Yeah. Not yet, but... but yeah, he's the one that told me Let Me Be, go for it. He was in the studio, wasn't he?
Yeah. Yeah,
sorry,
yeah.
Tom, that's right. You said earlier about Jay-Z having a lot of messages within his songs. Like, the, new, the one new ones you've written down, what's the kind of... What's your vibe with them? What's the story behind the songs you're writing
Let
currently?
Me Be.
Not just the ones you said you got some written down ready to go in the studio with them.
Oh, the new ones. The next one, Never Lack On Your Hustle. Never Lack On Your Hustle. Brothers always gotta think double. Sick of seeing mummy go work. F that. Reppy hustle, gotta solve that puzzle. That's a message
Ooh.
Already. I'm sick of seeing my mum go work. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So I'm trying to push.
That's what the hustle is.
Yeah,
that's the
hustle.
The reppy hustle.
Yeah, so if I can say nice. That, it will motivate someone else as well.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
That's what it's all about though, right?
Mm, 100%, yeah.
We need you to help us with something.
Yeah, let's go.
Last request. At the end of the show, we play a song. It's a banger to end the show, to get people ready for the weekend, because obviously, you know, Thursday is realistically like the last day
hey,
of the week.
Hey, do you know what though? Thursday's kind of like the new Friday.
Yeah, well, no one gives a shit at work on Friday. Like, you're basically paying someone 4 days a week, but you're paying them 5, but they don't do anything on the 5th
yeah,
day.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
They do, but what they do is work really hard at pretending they're doing work.
Okay.
Am I right, guys?
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, boy. I don't do anything on a Friday. I make it a real point. Friday's like my Sunday.
Is it?
Yeah. But... What we're going to do is, it's Mariah Carey theme this week. She's doing some gigs at the end of the year. Can you help us by picking one of these two songs? The first one is Mariah Carey, Obsessed. Boy, why are you so obsessed with me? Or you've
never
got...
Heard it.
Never heard it.
I can't believe that. Go ahead.
And then this was Take a Look at Me Now featuring Westlife. Take a look at me now.
Yeah.
Which one are you going to go for?
The second one, man.
Oh, you're... absolutely winning it today.
I wasn't very schooled in Mariah Carey, so that's the first one I thought of.
Because that one, obviously, I know the track. Everyone knows.
You like Westlife, then?
Westlife, they got some hits. Yeah, man, they were out here.
Would you consider during your performances doing that thing where you sit on a stool and stand up? Maybe you guys could do it together, and then you could stand together because you've got to kind of do it more than one of you. Because I think one person would be a bit weird.
Yeah. What's that?
Then you know, like when they sit on a stool and they go like, "Ready?" It's like sitting on a stool, and then they go. And then they do the big sound bit.
He's usually on a key change. Just stand up with a key change in the song.
I think Reppy Hustle, it would be a real benefit to your live performance.
I don't have them moves though.
I think you do.
You do.
You're the plug, mate. You've got the moves.
You're the plug, man.
We're the plugs. We're both plugs.
What about Desert Island Dicks?
Desert Island Dicks. A bit of Desert Island Dicks. So on the show we play this game where I send you to a desert island.
Alright, yeah.
And I need you to pick a song. But this song is the worst song you can imagine being stuck with on a desert island. So Reppy Hustle, you're on the desert island. One song for the rest of your life. You've got to hear it over and over and over again. But you really don't like it. What would it be?
Fam, the first... When you said that, Gangnam Style came to me.
Yeah, Psy. Bit of Psy. Psy is a big... Everyone's a big fan of Psy in this game because that is one of the most annoying songs.
It totally is.
100%.
Don't get me wrong.
Though. He done well
love
with
him.
It.
Love
done
him.
Well with it, but I remember the time when it come out. It was everywhere.
Yeah. He's got style though, that guy, you know?
Everywhere.
He might not be able to make music, but he's got style.
And a big fuck off statue as well.
Oh really?
In his hometown.
There you go.
So
Reppy Hustle, thank you so much for joining us.
Hey, thank you lot, man.
Everyone keep locked to the socials for the new music coming out.
Yeah, at Reppy Hustle.
Yes.
Yeah, I'm there.
We're gonna play a little bit now. Can you intro Let Me Be for me?
Yeah, this is my latest track released for my birthday. It's called Let Me Be. Enjoy it, man.
Yes.
Me with the games, I'm sticking to the plan these days. They're lying to my face, I know the love is fake. I don't wanna see him in the place.
No way.
I pull up with my mates, tank flying gates. Young niggas fucking up the game.
That's bros.
Niggas moving strange, we laughing in their face. Brother, you the only one that's changed.
Well, them boy, they like to breathe.
Them boy, they like to breathe.
Yeah. Fuck nigga, let me be.
Niggas better forfeit. Summons here, niggas dying. I do it for the cause. I'm trying to get it all. And plus, I'm trying to see my people win. Yeah. We just trying to bar, but we got these niggas trying to see man fall. You know, if it's war, Reppy Hustle only gotta make one card. Them boy, they like to breathe. Fuck nigga, let me be. Them boy, they like to breathe. Fuck nigga, let me be. Seeing the fam stressing, no. People filing bankrupt, that's a good lesson. Hustle hard, stack your peas, that's my hood method. If they was to buck me, blood, I would tell them. I pull up with my rider, she knows I like her. Ain't nobody like her. Young niggas on they like her, billing up a line. I started on a fiver. I don't worry about you, so don't worry about me. Look, brother, I don't worry about you, so don't worry about me.
Them boy, they like to breathe.
Them boy, they like to breathe.
Fuck nigga, let me be.
Fuck nigga, just let me be.
We just tryna ball, but we got these niggas tryna see man fall. You know if it's war, Reppy Hustle only gotta make one call. Them boy, they like to breathe. Fuck nigga, let me be. Them boy, they like to breathe. Fuck nigga, let me be. We just tryna bard, but we got these niggas tryna see man fall. You know if it's war, Reppy Hustle only gotta make one card. Them boy they like to breathe. Fuck nigga, let me be. Them boy they like to breathe. Fuck nigga, let me be.
I don't worry about you, so don't worry about me.
Big. what? We've got a surprise guest in the studio. Please welcome Stephen Lang.
Hi.
Woo!
This is fun.
Up next on FUBAR.
Yeah, I've just thought I'd crash.
Do you think you're going to invoice for a bit of extra time because you've come on the show?
Oh, good idea.
Yeah, extra 15 minutes, you motherfuckers. So, the reason I've got you on is because today I want to play you a Gemma Collins clip that I really like.
Okay.
Can I do that?
Yeah.
Because I feel like this, it was the first time Tom had ever heard these clips, but I feel like you'll have heard these. Ready?
Go on.
This is my favourite thing to do all day. Oh, wait, I nearly clicked the wrong one. Ready?
Yeah.
Oh, Nana, what's the name? Oh,
Gemma, you silly cunt.
It is good, isn't it?
It's very good.
It's really good.
You silly cunt.
I could spend my whole day watching that.
Do you follow Gemma Reacts on Twitter?
Do I? Yeah. Gemma Reacts follows me back. She DM'd me.
Oh, really?
And said, thanks for the follow. And I said, it's okay.
No problem.
No worries. She actually retweeted me yesterday as well.
Have you met Gemma?
Never.
I have.
Yeah, so what do you think of Gemma?
She's horrible.
I don't want to think that.
Love her on the show, though.
Girls. Girls. Have you heard this one?
I was busy thinking about...
Girls. Girls. Girls.
I was busy dreaming about...
Girls.
That is good.
Everything.
Yeah, it's really
everything
good.
Everything to me. What? But the main... Oh, sorry.
So, yeah, I just want to know what kind of, like, horrible... What makes her horrible?
Well...
Let's not talk about that.
Why?
Because I don't like being mean about people.
Oh, please. She's horrible. She was just really rude to me when I was doing it. She was doing Splash. Do you remember that one season TV show where people were like doing celebrity diving?
I hope that comes back because I really want to do it.
I think it's
need to get a couple thousand
gone.
More followers first.
I think it's gone.
Oh, damn.
Dancing on Ice is coming back, though.
No, thanks.
Jump is the new Splash, isn't it, basically?
Except Jump's now been cancelled and they're going to replace it with summer sports because they're less dangerous.
Rounders.
Egg and spoon race.
Yeah.
Fucking hell.
Sack race.
This week on the show, as you well know, Mariah Carey is doing two gigs, London and Manchester, at the end of the
Christmas,
year,
aren't they? Yeah.
December, beginning of December. We are doing Last Request themed with Mariah Carey.
Go on.
And there is two options. Up first, you have Obsessed by Mariah Carey.
Okay. Boy, why are you so obsessed with me?
Or you have Take a Look at Me Now featuring Westlife.
Take a look at me now.
Right.
Which would you like to hear at
Take
the end
a
of the
Look
show?
At Me Now featuring
oh,
Westlife.
Fuck off. Why does everyone hate Obsessed? It's so good.
because it's Mariah Carey featuring Westlife.
I mean, it was a real low point for her.
Well, yeah. Did you ever see the video where Brian McFadden is staring at her tits?
Oh my God, shut
at the end. The
I'm
official video.
That.
Yeah, yeah. Right at the end, he's like looking straight at her boobs.
I'm remembering it as a very overcast day on the boat. It wasn't a
yeah, it's true.
Really rank grey weather. Yeah.
I just really wonder what the like vibe was on set. Did she speak to them? Or was she just like, I'm not speaking to you?
No. Well, I mean, I can't imagine that they
had much to talk about.
No, what would she wouldn't know their names. It would all be really awkward.
Yeah.
Hi. Hello.
Hello. Hi.
Somebody, yeah, that's it. There's nothing else.
Can I get a water?
Yeah, to Brian McFadden.
Man, I want to meet her. I want to cuddle her. I want to hug her because I think she'd find it uncomfortable.
Of course she would. You can't touch her. It's like Britney Spears.
She'd be... Oh, really? You can't touch Britney Spears?
Mm-mm.
Is she that bad? I never thought Britney was a huge diva.
No, she's, I think she's
you can
nice.
You can watch clips of her meet and greets. I'm really bringing the show... I'm turning this into my show.
We're just doing a crossover.
Yeah, she doesn't do touching in
Have
meet and greets.
Have you touched her?
Britney? No.
Oh, shame. No. Would have been good to hear that story.
That was the first concert I ever went to.
Really?
Britney Spears Onyx Hotel Tour. I was a very gay 14-year-old.
Oh. My first was Spice Girls.
Oh,
beat
fab.
That.
That's pretty good.
And then I saw them again at the Olympics closing ceremony.
Riding. You were in the closing ceremony?
Of course I was, hun.
Wow.
And it was all because my mum won the tickets legitimately.
Really?
In the ballot.
Fab.
She also got the 100 metre swimming and the 100 metre sprint. She got nuts. She did really well.
Wow.
She raked them in.
Some people are just lucky in life, aren't they?
Yeah. Your she's one of those. She's got big tits and she got all the Olympics tickets. So
what more
go.
Can you want?
I mean, didn't pass the tits on to me though, did she? She did pass the tickets on though, which was nice.
Fab. Tickets, not tits.
was
ticks
nice.
Tits.
So we're going to play a song now. Thanks, Stephen Lang.
Okay.
We look forward to your show coming up next. It's you solo.
Alone.
With loads of great guests, though.
Yeah.
Tune in from 6 p.m. But stay tuned in for the next 10 minutes of our show, please.
Yeah, do that.
Many thanks.
That's okay.
Ah.
Me, you got your strap. Ain't nothing to talk about. Let's get it. You know I'm on top of everything, nigga. Lurking. I come on your street.
We just creeping,
yeah.
On
fuck talking, let that metal bang, nigga. Lurking. I don't squash no beef.
We ain't throwing no flags.
I was taught to handle everything, nigga. I don't play with no beef.
We ain't playing with no.
Running this crib and kill everything living. You hear me? If I want a nigga gone, he a dead man. Say my name on his song, he a dead man. Try to hide behind your niggas, that's a man's ass. I leave his whole body bloody, call him Red Man. Hit the club in them Audi trucks and through bands. Don't get it twisted, bitch, we still got them Scooby-Doo vans. Fuck with me, I'ma come to where you stand and walk in your house with bitch shit like I'm finna move in. Let me say that I don't wanna see you buzz live. Niggas in your backyard and on your front grass, and they don't shoot cribs, they gon' give you one chance. Like, nigga, come outside or we gon' come in, boy. I don't sleep on no beef.
We ain't sleeping no.
You know I'm on top of everything, nigga. I come on your street.
We just creeping,
yeah. Fuck talking, let that metal bang, nigga. I don't squash no beef.
We ain't throwing no
flags. I was taught to handle everything, nigga. I don't play with no beef.
We ain't playing with no.
Running this crib and kill everything living.
Yeah. Nigga, this me and his rats, how we gon' go about it? When we whack them shit, Obama probably gon' know about it. Load the chopper, crack the window when we rollin' by him. Fuckin' drive-by, run him down so we know we got him. Know we choppin', testament, we leave you holy Bible. All this money got me thinking what I owe my rifles. A nigga said we try to squash it, then you know we lying. I told my youngin' grab that rifle, set that boy on fire. Couple niggas used to be with us. We ain't make it to their funeral, they said that we did it. If we make it through the summer, we gon' leave niggas. Like it's auto with that auto, we gon' squeeze niggas. Facts.
I don't sleep on no beef.
We ain't sleeping no.
You know I'm on top of everything, nigga. I come on your street.
We just creeping,
yeah. Fuck talking, let that metal bang, nigga. I don't squash no beef.
We ain't throwing no
flags. I was taught to handle everything, nigga. I don't play with no beef.
We ain't playing with no.
Running this crib and kill everything living.
It's on.
I see the fear in your face, nigga. And ain't no turning back, I got my mind made, nigga. I chase niggas, eliminate niggas. Tell them make that lemon squeeze ain't for lemonade, nigga. I ain't no hating ass nigga, but I hate niggas. What they gon' do, that doctor ain't got shit to say, niggas. I'm through the city in that range with my thing, nigga. Say my name and get banged, that's on game, nigga.
Still putting Dragos on the plane, nigga. Stop the PJ in your city, we ain't playing, nigga. Heard he sneak this, seen him, what you saying, nigga? Lost some memory, he must have had them Zans in him. Still riding SRTs with them yams in him. Running with my cousin name with them grands in him. Catch his homie out in traffic, that's your man, nigga. He say he don't fuck with you and he a fan of us, pussy.
These niggas tweet a lot, these niggas text a lot. What they gon' do when I pull up and make them catch a lot? Blue beam on that chopper, Kamehameha. I throw them Dragon Boys at you like I'm Kakarot.
Struggle through your hood, where your crew at? Seen your whole squad and messing like a group text. Hit your dog 20 times, nigga, you next. Ooh. Squeeze that Glock until my trigger finger blue, black, black.
I don't sleep on no beef.
We ain't sleeping no.
You know I'm on top of everything, nigga. I come on your street.
We just creeping,
yeah. Fuck talking, let that metal bang, nigga. I don't squash no beef.
We ain't throwing no flags.
I was taught to handle everything, nigga. I don't play with no beef.
We ain't playing with no.
Running this crib and kill everything living.
Meek Mill, Beef, featuring T Grizzly. There you go. Last song before the end of the show. You've won by a landslide. Everybody wants a ballad today to end the show.
Bit of Westlife, that's what it is.
Everybody cheeky. Loves Westlife. Who? I mean, I love Westlife.
Are they back? No.
No. Absolutely not.
No.
I don't even think they're back separately. I don't even think they're doing any individual stuff anymore.
Brian had a go. So did Shane.
They all had a go. Shane's from Boyzone.
I thought Shane's the little one that was the lead singer.
Maybe, I don't know enough. I was a Boyzone kind of girl.
Who was your Boyzone guy?
Shane was. I was completely and deeply in love with Shane.
See, the tattooed guy.
He's the tattooed one that looked quite naughty.
I think he was pretty naughty. I think I saw a documentary about him.
I don't think he was. I think he looked more naughty than he was.
He found God later on, but
oh, maybe it was because I'm talking about post God, post and pre God. What a great show. A triple of lovely guests. A triplet.
Lovely guests.
Really nice day today. Really enjoyable. Thank you so much to everyone who's tuned in. I hope you've enjoyed it. Up next is Mr. Stephen Lang, who's going to be... Actually, got amazing guests on the show, and it's going to be a fabulous show, so you better stay tuned. What are you doing this weekend? Are you going to go out party?
I'm going to a christening.
Oh, great. Yeah. So you're not going to celebrate your win then?
Celebrate my win? Well, that's tomorrow night, isn't it?
Against all odds, Take a Look at Me Now, featuring Westlife, Mariah Carey.
It was against all odds, and I managed to do it, so...
But there were a couple that voted for me on the show that I... Because I won on the show. In terms of guests on the show, I won.
One guest voted for you on the show.
Two?
No.
Yeah, the first girl, and then... Yeah,
no,
I
Barley
definitely...
Barley voted for me.
Yeah.
And Toby Hustle.
No, Tashan voted for me.
Yeah, won.
Oh, I don't know what I was thinking then. Damn, that's really depressing. Well, I won by a landslide last week.
It's
so,
like,
you know.
I feel like because you picked a kind of obscure, like, cooler one.
I know,
one.
I did. I'm too cool.
I went for a mainstream one, so.
Damn me being too cool.
Yeah.
Well, thanks for listening, everybody. This is, do you want to introduce this, Tom, because it's your song?
This is Against All Odds, Westlife featuring Mariah Carey.
No.
That way around.
No, it's not. It's
boom.
Against All Odds, Take a Look at Me Now, featuring Westlife by Mariah Carey. Don't cry. I'm going to have the last word, Tom. Tom's a dick. Bye.
Can I just let you walk away? Just let you leave without a trace. When I stand here taking every breath with you, ooh, you're the only one who really knew me at all.
How can you just walk away from me? And all I can do is watch you leave. Cause we share the laughter and the pain, and even share the tears. You're the only one who really knew me at all. So take a look at me now. Cause there's just an empty space. There's nothing left here to remind me, just the memory of your face. So take a look at me now. There's just an empty space, and you coming back to me is against the odds, and that's what I've got to pay.
I wish I could just make you turn around.